You've got to tune to KEXP. We're listener-powered radio at 90.3 FM in Seattle, and you can find us online around the world at kexp.org. I'm Cheryl Waters. I'm super excited to have Speedy Ortiz back in the KEXP studios. Welcome back.
Thanks, Cheryl.
Love, love, love the new album, Foil Deer. You're going to play some new songs from that for us?
I think we're only going to play songs from that for
Excellent.
You.
Excellent. Well, why don't you kick us off with a couple of tracks, and then we'll catch up.
Okay. This is The Graduates.
It's Speedy Ortiz live on KEXP. A brand new album out just a little over a month ago called Foil Deer. Got another one?
Yeah, this is Raising the Skate.
walk around the block again. Wait till I feel cool and straight. With a diaristic bent on undertaking. You just glimpsed your own reflection in a gold sheet. I'm not lost in the void. Shooting at the shark. I'm the tip of peace to raise the steady. I'm cheap. Not the overthrown captain. Not a crony. So if you wanna throw, you better have an awfully big stone. Dip a toe until it's soaked and freezing. But just because I let you kill time dangling me from the quarry doesn't mean that I won't land on my feet.
Speedy Ortiz live on KEXP. You all sound so great. You're playing tonight at Barboza here in Seattle. We are so excited to have you here today. Thank you again so much.
Thanks for having us back here.
It's such a great record, Foil Deer. You just heard two new songs from that. And Sadie, I know that you were touring at a breakneck pace prior to making this record. And I heard you sort of retreated. It sounded kind of like a retreat, the environment in which you put yourself to record this record. A lot of swimming, I heard, convening with nature.
Yeah, my mom lives in very rural northern part of Connecticut where there's like less than 1,000 people in this whole town. And she lives right in the middle of the woods with like bears constantly knocking on her door, deer and the like. So I mostly stayed there and wrote these after probably we were on tour since the last time we saw you, I think.
Wow.
Which was like 2 years ago.
So that was a little bit of a shock to the system, probably a welcome one, but to kind of, I don't know if you were isolated, if there was a lot of social aspect around that.
These guys would come hang out on weekends and we work on songs. So my social life is in this room.
Foil Deer is our Walden.
Yeah.
Why don't you introduce these social fellas here?
Introduce yourselves, boys.
She can't remember your name.
So. Yeah. Who are you?
Do we all have mics?
I play bass.
I don't think our mics are all functioning.
Oh.
I can introduce Devin
on
guitar.
Our bassist is Darl. He's talking into a microphone that isn't turned on.
I'll keep doing it.
And
no, mine doesn't work.
No, no, yours does.
Yours is on, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. How come I can't all hear on. That?
We're live here.
All right, very good.
Live.
Okay, I think
this is Devin.
Well, thank you very much. That was the most complicated introduction I've ever been through, Speedy Ortiz.
Nothing's easy with Speedy Ortiz.
Well, speaking of which, did the album come easy? It's a fantastic record, and I feel like it sounds like you are working with some social issues as opposed to the last album, which was more personal, although you could say social issues are also very personal.
Yeah, I think on the last record, we might have argued that the personal was political, but this one is sort of taking a much broader scope. Less inward gaze, more outward finger pointing at social issues. So,
I'm presuming that maybe you had a little bit more time. As you said, you went off to rural Connecticut. Was that something sort of that you didn't have making previous records? Was that a luxury?
It was the first time that I'd written specifically for a record rather than just accumulating songs over a period of years for the last record. So these were mostly written in about a month, and the band is our day job now for the most part. And I treated it that way in terms of the songwriting and kind of tried to write like 3 songs a day. Maybe someday we'll have like a triple album Foil Deer reissue with all the songs we didn't use. But
I love your lyrical style. It's quite wordy, and I like how much you pack so much in there. And you can definitely tell there's a theme or a story there, but you can't quite exactly tell what your story is. I love the way that you puzzle it together. I'm wondering, you know, is that a style that you have just sort of, do you intentionally do that?
Yeah, or? I think even writing it feels like a bit of a puzzle, making sure that the phrase is exactly right. I've never been drawn to lyrics that are either blatant or anthemic in terms of being obvious or rallying in that kind of way. So I've always liked lyrics that are a bit off kilter or that I have to work to grasp. And even in writing, that's always a kind of a nice, fun part of it when I wind up surprising myself, starting with one phrase and getting to another.
You've been compared lyrically in sometimes to Pavement, which is a band I know you love, and there's a lot of touchstones in your sound.
Yeah, we were hanging out with the Jicks the other night.
They're great folks.
Yes.
And great songwriters and performers. I read recently, though, and it isn't a surprise when I think of the wordiness of your music, but you're quite enamored with hip-hop artists and rap. And I actually just saw Lizzo.
You saw Lizzo?
This weekend,
oh, wow.
Which was great. But I also know you love Nicki Minaj. And again, on the surface, that might seem strange when you hear your sort of alternative sound. But when I listen to your wordplay, that makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah, she's a hero. Great writer.
And is that music that you have always listened to? Or
yeah, I think
yes.
We all grew up listening to a lot of different kinds of things.
I mean, on your song Puffer, you have definitely, your lyrical style is evident, but it's got kind of an R&B vibe to me, I feel like.
Totally. Yeah, that's what we were hoping for.
R&B. Yeah, recreational vehicle vibe.
Get in the RV and put on the hip hop.
That should meant like the Faith No More song, RV.
Yeah. Like the fast food chain.
R&B. Well, since I'm not able to talk very clearly anymore, how about I defer to another song? We've got Speedy Ortiz live on KEXP.
Why don't we do Puffer?
Sure.
Okay.
Sky. How provincial. Focus the dead eye. Open the god of the liars. Kinetoscoping. Not to fear a thing. Not anaconda. The killer of liars. Losing all of those again. My territories and make it sound. La la la. Never offer cover. Model jobs. It's not a factory.
Maybe it is an RV vibe after all. Speedy Ortiz live on KEXP. What have you got next?
We're going to play Ginger.
Ginger.
Everybody's getting wasted. I just picked my teeth, lurking in the shadows of the party lights. Order in the court of offers, playing bleep just like a bad cop with the blood.
Ortiz playing tonight at Barboza in Seattle. Foil Deer, the brand new album out on Car Park Records. Thank you again so much for coming in. It's so great to have you.
Yeah, it's really fun to be back here.
You've got Speedy Ortiz live on KEXP.